Well, it's April 15th, tax day. Todd Zwillick on The Takeaway joining you. Thanks for coming back with us. Well, did you reduce your tax burden this year by giving to charity? Millions of Americans did. But according to our next guest, chances are that it depends on your tax bracket how much you gave. As it turns out, people who can least afford it are the ones donating the greatest percentage of their income to charity. Ken Stern is author of With Charity for All, Why Charities Are Failing and a Better Way to Give. His latest piece for The Atlantic was called Why the Rich Don't Give to Charity. That's a bold statement, too. Ken Stern, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you. Well, Ken, in your article in The Atlantic, you use some statistics to say that, yes, while the rich give big money donations to the big art museum and the big university and the big medical center, actually, the lower middle class and the poor are giving more. A lot of people find that surprising.
Yeah, well, I found it surprising, and I think one of the things I discovered, not only in writing this article, but in writing my book, there are a lot of myths about charities, what they are, the best way to support them, and who should be supported. And one of the myths is because you read the headlines of the $100 million gifts, which are great, but if you look at the data, which has actually been established in a number of studies over the year, it's actually the lowest 20% in terms of income who give most generously, especially compared to the top 20%.
Of course, the counter argument to that is, yes, they give a higher percentage, but the vast majority, or at least the plurality of charitable giving, is given by the rich. They may give a lower percentage, but they've got millions, and they're giving a lot more money, and that's the way it should be.
Well, certainly they're giving a lot more money. They have the money. So my article certainly doesn't suggest that charities start focusing their fundraising efforts on the lowest income earners. But I think it does say something about the notion of nature of charity in this country and who's generous. And I think it's an interesting and provocative question about why is that the case? Why is it the rich give relatively more when they have the most capacity, the most and the most free income, the most disposable income, and they're the ones who get the tax incentives from the charitable deduction, which the working poor don't get because most of them don't itemize.
And of course, the charitable deduction in the tax code is really at the bottom of this argument. Congress and the president, when they reform the tax code, if they get there, are going to probably tinker around with the charitable deduction, how much you can write off from your taxes. Now, the president says, and a lot of Democrats say, we want a limit for the rich, how much you can deduct so we can get more money coming into the treasury. At the bottom, your argument says, yes, limit it. Don't let the rich write it all off, right?
Well, I think it does raise questions about the value of the tax incentive in the charitable deduction. And most economists that I've looked at who study it consider the tax incentive to be, charitable deduction to be, what they call treasury inefficient. In fact, that it drives less contributions to charities than it does in terms of how much money the federal treasury loses from the charitable deduction. So I think it is really very much worth looking at in this time. And the choices aren't binary. I mean, whenever I talk about it, people either think he's for getting rid of it or for keeping it. And it's really, there are a lot of different approaches to thinking about how to make the tax incentive not only more efficient, but also fairer. And I think one of the questions is, should the poor who are more generous actually get some advantage from the tax code in that regard, if they're the ones being generous?
And they're not getting the advantage because they don't itemize. They just file sort of a straight 1040 form, or they don't pay income tax at all, I take it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. So when people are giving then, Ken Stern, the question then becomes, you know, what happens if you disincentivize rich people? I mean, they are giving billions. That's still true. If you make it harder for them to give, or you make it more expensive for them to give, then the big university, the big hospital won't get the grant. The discovery won't get made.
Yeah, so I think it's actually a very complicated environment. And that's why I'm not for sort of those simple, let's get rid of the charitable deduction approach. I think the question really is, before you actually even get to the best way to structure the charitable deduction, you actually have to step back, as I do in my book, and look about what actually drives charitable contributions. A lot of it's actually, and Americans are actually enormously charitable, $2,700 per household per year. But they largely give out of habit. About 80% of giving is out of habit, or they give to the charities of friends. And I think the question is really for policymakers, how do you actually create a system that rewards, incentivize?
They'll be trying to reward that system. Ken Stern, author of With Charity for All, thanks for joining us as we debate charity and taxes.